This is GIS News. Coming up, contracts signed for a program for the reduction of maternal and child mortality PROMAC. Residents warned to take care when cleaning seaweed from beaches. And House begins debate on taxi seating limit. The news in detail after this message.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster Competitions. Deadline for entries October 31. Go to jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Contracts totaling close to $243 million have been awarded as part of the program for the reduction of maternal and child mortality PROMAC. The European Union is providing 22 million euros or $3 billion for the implementation of PROMAC in Jamaica. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says PROMAC will support the government's efforts to expand neonatal and maternal care services and improve the quality of care given to premature infants and high-risk pregnant women.
And we expect to have true state-of-the-art neonatal and maternal dependency units within the next 3 years. The program also provides for training for the staff who will be working in these areas.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a press briefing Tuesday. The contracts will see work being carried out on the maternal and neonatal high dependency units at the Victoria Jubilee, Mandeville Regional and Cornwall Regional Hospitals, as well as the Bustamante Hospital for Children, Spanish Town and Sedans Bay Regional Hospitals, valued at just over $27 million. Four primary care centers, Savannah Lamar, St. Jacob Park, Mandeville, Comprehensive and Anata Bay Health Centers, and two community hospitals, Alexandria and Chapelton, will also receive attention under this component of PROMAC. Residents of coastal communities and beach operators are being cautioned against using heavy equipment to remove sargassum seaweed as the machines are destroying the beaches. Director of Environmental Management and Conservation at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Anthony McKenzie, says the machines are causing greater harm than good to the environment.
We have a particular concern, specifically with respect to cleanup, because in cleaning up this sargassum, we can also create additional problems.
Speaking Tuesday at a JIS think tank session, Mr. McKenzie said while the accumulation and disposal of the marine algae is necessary, simple tools such as hand rakes should be used as they allow sand and small marine animals to pass through unharmed. In the meantime, manager of the Ecosystems Management Branch at NEPA, Andrea Donaldson, says there is more to consider when using heavy machinery to remove the seaweed. She points out that the eggs of endangered species, such as turtles and birds, are at risk of being destroyed.
A number of beaches may be sea turtle nesting beaches or a nesting beach for birds or crocodiles, and you compact and aid in destroying those beaches.
Ms. Donaldson is advising residents to contact NEPA in cases where there is an excess in the amount of seaweed of 1 meter or more. Sargassum seaweed is brown in color and floats on the surface of seawater. And the House of Representatives has begun debate on a bill to amend the Transport Authority Act and increase the seating capacity of taxicabs from 4 to 5 persons, including the driver. The bill was recently passed in the House of Representatives. Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies, who piloted the bill, noted that the amendment includes the classification of public passenger vehicles as stated in Section 60 of the Road Traffic Act and to delete that section from the Transport Authority Act.
Essentially, what we are doing is modifying the classification to increase the seating capacity of hackney carriages from not more than 4 persons to not more than 5 persons, including the driver.
The bill proposes to divide the public passenger vehicles into 5 classes: stage carriages, express carriage, contract carriages, hackney carriages, and route taxis. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.